they have been through a very competitive interview process to win a seat as one of the Cinterns for the class of 2014. Their process included an application that required recommendation letters, an essay, a resume, and then they had to go through three interviews, at which time they received points for everything, and this is the cream of the crop. Well, that was just the beginning. We take all of the students, and they are required to be with us 24 hours a day for about 7 days up on a college campus, where we give them, if you will, a professional development boot camp. While they were at orientation, they were divided into five teams. So for the last 4 years, I have the pleasure of taking those five teams and assigning them a color. So we've got the orange team, the yellow team, the blue team, green team, purple team. We divide them into five teams so they can compete in a service competition. We give these young people only 4 weeks to work together on a project. And within the 4 weeks, they have to work with their project manager. They're working with people they know anything about. They're from all kinds of backgrounds and cultural things they're bringing to the table. And they have to put together some type of event or project that will better the Syracuse community. Well, this year, we put a twist on it. Normally, we allow them to, you know, pick the focus, pick their project manager, and that usually makes them quite happy. But they all know Miss G likes to keep things a little interesting. So this year, we took the United Way 2013 Community Needs Assessment Report, and I know Frank Lazarski is with us. He'll be very excited about that. From this report, we selected five areas of focus, and then the teams were randomly given an area in which they had to present and focus their project on.